Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, well, we're live in the studio here with Kathy and Candy, two girls who used to work at the Café de Grand in Hollywood, and we're going to start the night off with Monday Night Blues at the Café.
And yay!
Yeah! So what are you up to today, Kathy? I mean, tell people what it was like Monday Night Blues at the Café.
Oh, it was great. But, you know, when I got little snapshots of what was going on and pieces because I was running up and down the stairs. Thank God I was 21.
Serving drinks and keeping all of our customers happy who never had any money to pay for their waitress, or probably half the time they didn't have money for their booze either, huh?
Well, that's why we had a pitcher of water and a stack of cups at the end of the bar. We did when I bartended.
Wow, I must have missed that. That's for all the poor people who couldn't afford something and they were thirsty, right?
Right. And, you know, for people asking for water all night when you're trying to crowd, you know. So
right.
That made it easier, you know. And also, yeah, I got some interesting tips, you know. Things like bangles and and drawings and things like that.
Well, that's cool. So how about the music?
The music on Mondays was great because it was Top Jimmy, you know. Can't go wrong there.
Most of the time, Top Jimmy and Carlos Guitaros and Guilty and, let's see, Steve Berlin and DJ Bonebreak and...
Joey Morales.
Oh yeah. All right. So let's kick it up with some blasters. How about that? Ow!
When you touch my hand and you talk sweet talk, I get a knocking in my knees and a wobble in my walk, and I'm trembling and I'm shaking. Talk romance, my heart starts doing a Saint Vitus dance, and I'm panting and I'm shaking. Early in the morning time, late in the middle of the night, whenever this chill comes over me, I want to hug you with all of my might. And I'm sweating and I'm shaking. Fever, I've been told, makes your head spin around and your feet run cold. I got fever and I'm shaking. Feel like I've been run through the mill. I can't move around and I can't stand still. I'm so jittery and I'm shaking. Dancing was a mighty good man, strongest in his day. And then along came Delilah and clipped his wig, and it looked like it took me the same old way. So I'm nervous and I'm shaking. Storm rocks a ship on the sea, the wind shakes the leaves on a tree. I'm like a nervous wreck, I'm all shook up, and that's what you are doing to me. Cause I'm jumping and I'm shaking. And I'm jumping and I'm shaking. Shaking, 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 shaking. Oh yeah, I'm shaking. Shaking, shaking. Oh yeah, I'm shaking.
Well, you know, for those who don't know, the Blasters, rock and roll band, formed in 1978 in Downey, California. by brothers Phil Alvin and Dave Alvin, and with bass guitarist John Baz and drummer Bill Bateman. And then later, John Doe of X came in and played with the Blasters as well.
You nearly forgot Gene Taylor and Lee Allen.
I know. Gene Taylor on keyboards and Hollywood Fats. Lee Allen
on sax.
Yeah.
He was the best. Yeah. I miss seeing him play saxophone, and he would do that duck walk thing, you know, and get the crowd would go wild, you know. Crowd would go wild. Yeah.
So,
same old charm.
Phil Alvin explained the origin of the band's name by saying he brought some rockabilly album on Atlantic Records, and it had these 78, they were 78s, and he thought the band was called Big Blasters, so he just took the big off, and Joe told him, well, that's someone's backup band name, but you tell him I gave you permission to steal it.
I didn't know that.
That was pretty good. All right. They had a lot of really good songs. You know, Gene Taylor joined the band in 1994, performing Boogie Woogie style piano.
No, honey. He was in the band early on. 1994. Oh, no.
Well,
you're thinking,
later,
you're
he
thinking,
did some records, I know, in 94. That's true. It was way before that, because when he joined
you're
the
You're thinking
band,
of the Vaughn, Jimmy Vaughn's band, the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Thunderbirds. Oh, I love the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking of.
The Blasters were
in the 80s. You know, the early 80s.
Well, yeah, they started in, like, 78.
Right. You know, I was in one of their videos.
You were?
You know that? Yeah.
You know,
I never see it posted on YouTube. I don't know what happened to it, but it's called Colored Lights.
Okay.
And it was a song that Dave Alvin wrote with... John Mellencamp.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, and we did it, I think it was on Highland at like a VFW or something like that, you know, in Hollywood.
Oh, how fun. I found it. Let's see, the Blasters, Colored Lights. This is one of those, what do you call it, topic videos from the Orchard, like our distributor does. So what did you do in the video?
I'm not sure what you're talking about. I danced with Thad Baker in that video.
With who?
So, Thad Baker, he was in the DIs.
Oh, okay.
With, before Matt Lee, he was in the DIs.
Oh, okay.
He played bass in that band for the first, like, record or two. And, we were standing around, and Gil T was in it, and John Doe, everyone was in it, you know, but people were like, it was just like, you know, okay, you guys, somebody was going around and saying, okay, you guys stand over by the bar, and, you know, you, and I had just been introduced by Gil T to Thad. And this woman came up and said, okay, you two look good together. You two are dancers. So we ended up dancing together all day long. After that, we were friends.
Oh, how
that was
fun.
Cool.
I found the song quite a few times. Let me see if this is the actual video. This one was done in 1985. The time sounds about right.
Yeah, that sounds right. That would have
got a picture of him with an old red pickup truck.
85? Did you say 85?
Well, that's what this says.
That would have put me at 23. I'd have been 23 then.
Now, this is just one of those slideshow ones where they put the music up with different...
Right. It was a whole video, and I don't know why. You used to be able to find it, but then suddenly it disappeared. I guess they rotate things they put on, up there, you know, newer stuff and et cetera.
Well, darn it, I wanted to see you dancing.
I think I was in the video. We hung out all day, and they had catered in some really good Mexican food, big lunch. And it was all, you know, all really fun people. People that hung out at the I was at the cafe, and Dave came in and asked me if I wanted, he said, oh, you're the prettiest girl I know. Want to be in my video? And I said, you said just said that to, like, you know, every five other girls, didn't you? He said, yeah, but you want to be in my video? And I'm like, sure.
Does it start off with a guy riding a motorcycle? I think I found it. And
really?
I see them
on
playing.
YouTube?
No, it's on something else, and it's showing Phil singing, and there's people in a nightclub, and
I'm wearing a red cowboy shirt.
Well, I would recognize you. I've known you forever.
Yeah.
It seems like there's people, there they are singing again, and it looks like people sitting watching the show. And there's a guy and a girl talking, a guy lighting a cigarette.
I think that, you know, it's like I'm in it for like a second, like I'm doing one spin around the room or something, you know.
I did see a second when I blinked of some people dancing.
Right.
Okay.
It was like, don't blink
all
or
right,
you'll miss me.
I do see a bunch of people dancing. This has got to be it.
Yep, that's it.
All right, cool. Oh, there you are. I see you. Oh, how cool. I want to send you this link. Oh, how
fun. Oh, yes. Send me the link.
That was such a fun day.
That was such a fun day. We had such a blast. we had such a good time. It was fun.
I'm
going
to tweet it.
It wasn't like
work
at all. It was like fun. We just had a really fun party.
Right on.
You found it, huh?
Yeah. Oh, there's Gene Taylor on keyboards. Recognize him.
Yeah,
maybe.
I told you.
Is that Billy Zoom playing too? No.
I don't think so.
No. That's Dave Alvin. Excuse me.
I was going to say. Yeah, he's so young and sharp looking.
I know.
There.
Well, we were all young and good looking once, huh? Once upon a time.
Well, he's still good looking, you know. Yeah, I didn't mean it like that. We were all babies.
Yeah, we were all pretty young. I was in my 20s, too. Good picture of the band. There you guys are dancing again. Oh, how cool.
Twice?
Yeah.
Woohoo.
The last shot you were spinning.
Yeah.
And then
you
they
know, and I think I've only seen the video once.
Here, I'll post it to your Facebook page.
Awesome.
All right. Coolness. All right. There's your 30 seconds of fame. The
of
blast
fame.
The black version, colored light.
They would be,
right.
If they heard us saying that, they'd be laughing so hard.
There you go. Well, let's play another Blaster song. This is one of my favorites. This is it.
Thank you.
looking over a interview with Dave Alvin, and it says he's a Grammy Award winner, songwriter, guitarist extraordinaire, equally adept at acoustic country blues and electric gut-wrenching rock and roll, and so enormously respected by his peers that he plays in four, count them, four bands. Four bands. Are you there? Hello? Hey, are we off the air or what? Hello? All right, well, let me shake something up. I can't hear anybody, so let's go to some gerbil turd. Are you there? Hey, where'd you go? Oh, we must have lost our connection.
When he came and played, though, I saw him at South by Southwest.
That's great brother. I would love to go see that sometime. It's a great show.
It's basically, if you're local, you know that there are like day parties all over town where
sure.
you can get in for free, you know, and they played at Lucy's Fried Chicken, which has got like the best fried chicken dinners ever.
Oh, yeah.
They're so good. Yeah. And they played a show there, and John Doe played too, but separately.
Right.
And I saw him at the Continental Club and when he came through town, paid for that, you know, no big, but during South by Southwest, you got to buy this, you know, wristband or badge or something, you know, you have to have like a press badge or buy a wristband to get into shows, for the wristband would be like for the whole weekend. You know,
oh,
they're
wow.
real expensive. Yeah.
Right.
You can't just go to individual shows. You have to have a wristband to get into these shows. But during
oh, they
the day,
got that done up.
Day they had like behind this little art gallery on Congress Street in South Congress, south of the river. They have a yard dog gallery. And behind there, just a little yard between the buildings, they put a few tents up there. And Exene played back there. A bunch of people play back there.
Really?
Yeah, and they had art shows in there where they would have, like, Tom Russell's art, you know. He's a singer-songwriter. Dave Alvin's done some work with him.
Right. Well, you know, it says here in the
or played shows with him. Or,
the Blasters were the absolute class of the late punk scene in Southern California, combining the best elements of that genre with a healthy dose of rockabilly, culminating in Alvin's incredible songs and guitar playing. Besides Alvin, the band also featured his brother Phil's impassioned vocals, all topped off by the spectacular section of Lee Allen, who played on Fats Domino and Little Richard's early 50s hits, and Steve Berlin, I remember him, who now plays with Los Lobos and a group that got its start opening shows for the Blasters, you know.
Lee Allen had a LP in the 60s called Walking with Mr. Lee.
Oh, I love that song. I love that. Yeah, that's a great song.
I have the 45 with that and Promenade
cool.
on it.
I should have loaded that one up on the soundboard, but, you know, I didn't think about it. I just put a couple that I like, you know. But, yeah, I have quite a few of their records, and I've always liked them. And, you know, it's
funny.
They've
got a healthy
dose of
blues in there.
And people don't understand that, you know, they were really closely related to the punk scene, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, they would come and they hang out at the cafe.
They
played there only a couple times, if at all, you know, but they hung out there. Like,
I know. They're always there.
Gene Taylor would come by and sit there. Dave Alvin would come and sit at the bar too. Mainly. Those are the two main ones that I would see. Lee once or twice.
Well, guess what? We're out of time for tonight. I want to thank you for tuning in and co-hosting the show with me, Kathy Sahagan.
Anytime.
Okay, Monday Night Blues at the Cafe de Grand, only live on the radio tonight. We're reminiscing about old times and good things. All right, well, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Party or go home.
Thank you.
Later on. Bye.